When Joel Bess was 17 years old, he was learning in a yeshiva in Israel. For the summer, he came back to LA, where he got a summer job. One day, a friend of his, Yechiel Salzberg, who was his roommate back in Israel in yeshiva, called him and said, "Joel, I always wanted to come visit LA. Would it be okay if I come for a few days?"
I said, "You, of course, come to Los Angeles to come stay at my house." And he decided he's going to come with his friend Morty.
On this trip, I actually rented a car. And the car that I rented was in my name and only I was able to drive.
One night, Joel couldn't fall asleep. He was bored. And he notices that Yechiel left the car keys on the table.
Morty and I decided that we were going to take the car without permission. We drove it. It was about 4 blocks away.
He's speeding. Nobody's on the road. It's 2 o'clock in the morning.
This car backs up and we smash right into it. And as we smash right into it, I remember thinking, oh my God. I said, we gotta get out of here. This car's not under our name. We have no insurance. We're gonna get into so much trouble. I told Morty, I said, let's just jump out of here and run. We run into my house and we're both shaking.
They walk back into the apartment with a look, like a ghostly look on their faces. And I said, what happened?
Well, okay. We borrowed your car without permission and we got into an accident.
Being an 18-year-old kid, you know, I kind of panicked. I didn't know what to do.
Joel says, I have an idea. Why don't we go back to the crime scene, to the accident, and tell them that you drove the car, but because you thought that you were being carjacked, you were afraid and you ran away. Now that you feel safe, the cops are there, you're coming back, and you want to take care of it, you want to pay for the damage.
So he goes, oh, that's such a great idea. I'm going to do that. So I guide Yechiel towards the accident, and me and Morty are watching, and he tells the cop the story.
It was an older cop that was training a rookie cop. And he looked at me and he said, what happened? And I said, well, I was driving, I hit her, I got scared. I heard in LA, you know, carjackings. I'm not from here. I just ran, but I came right back. So he said, so you hit her and you left. I said, no, but I came right back. Because you hit her and you left, that's a hit and run, turn around, and he cuffed me.
And I look at Morty, I go, oh my God, what are we gonna do? This guy's getting arrested. He's just in so much trouble right now, and it's all our fault.
Then he took me downtown, put me in a holding cell with a bunch of people, and it was just the worst nightmare of a story you could imagine for something that I didn't do.
The next day, Yechiel got out on bail.
He looks at me, and he goes, you guys are disgusting. Like, he was so mad at me.
And he says, Joel, I will never forgive you for what you did. I don't ever want to see you again.
I did not speak to him 20-something years. I do know that he was having a really hard time with the law.
He spent so much time coming back to California, going to court, hiring lawyers, trying to clear his record, but all to no avail. 25 years later, Yechiel has moved on. He now lives in Far Rockaway. He's got a family of his own. He hasn't thought about the story in years. One day, he meets a guy. And in the course of the conversation, he discovers that this guy's name is Bess.
He goes, are you related to Bess in Los Angeles? Joel Bess.
The guy says, Joel? Joel is my brother. He says, he's your brother? I need to talk to him right now. Joel's brother calls up Joel. He says, Yechiel wants to talk to you.
Yechiel says to me, he goes, I need to tell you a story. When is the next time you're going to be in New York? I said to him, just tell it to me now. He goes, no, I need to tell this to you in person. I come to New York the next week, and I call him up, and I said, I'm in New York now. And he comes to my brother's house, and he says, Joel, I'm going to tell you a story. You're not going to believe it.
10 years after that incident with the car, I graduated from college. I studied finance, and I was looking for a job.
I had been given an interview. I remember at the time that it was a pretty much guaranteed job. After the interview, they told me, okay, go to Human Resources and just fill out the employee paperwork. Got the paperwork. I filled out all the questions. The last question on the paperwork was, were you ever arrested?
And I thought to myself, yes, I was, but it wasn't my fault. I checked off yes.
I never, ever heard back from them. They obviously didn't want to hire somebody who had a record, and I never got the job.
Joel at this point feels terrible. And he begins apologizing again to Yechiel. He says, Yechiel, I'm so sorry. Yechiel grabs Joel's arm. He says, Joel, listen. It turns out that the criminal record that you gave me saved my life, because a short while later, 9/11 happened. Thousands of people died. Had I gotten the job in the World Trade Center, I would have been there on that fateful day, and I wouldn't be here talking to you today.
If I wasn't sitting in that jail, I could have been working in the World Trade Center. Who knows what would have happened?
When I heard the story, I wasn't like, oh God, I'm so happy that I stole the car. It was that even during the stupid times when I'm making stupid decisions and the regrets that I had for it, even then, God has a plan. And even then, everything is done for a reason.
But the most incredible part of this whole story came when we actually filmed Yechiel and we asked him if he has any court documents from when he was fighting the battle. He took out the papers, and even Yechiel himself didn't realize this until now. The expungement letter, the letter that wipes his record clean, we couldn't believe our eyes. The day the judge sent him the letter was marked 9/11.
It was right after the interview. Obviously, if I would have had the interview after this, it wouldn't have been on my record and I would have been working there. So, another crazy part of the story. Nothing is really in our control at the end of the day. You know, we do the best we can as his people, and God and his master plan take care of the rest. So I definitely learned that lesson from that day.